Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings again, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast right here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. We greet you in the name which is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we appreciate you being with us today, dear friend. We hope that we'll be able to bless you. Let the Spirit of God bless you with some good music. And then, of course, we'll get back into our study on the upper road, and look at another aspect of this road. And, of course, we'll have our truth for today, prayer time as we normally do. But let's get right into the program today, a good choir number. I hope you enjoy Brother Justin Morrow singing along with the choir. Hey, I'm glad I'm not going to hell. Amen.
Said I was living, no thought was I given of dying or where I would go. I was looking at buying, and so hard was I trying to gain all this world had to hold. But no peace and no pleasure could I even measure with all that I had to gain. So I repented and I prayed and God saved me that day. Now I have got something to say.
I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I'll tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No.
I've been forgiven cause Christ made a real change in me. I'm no longer crying when I think about dying, cause heaven is waiting for me. And now Satan, he's still lying, and he's always trying to lead you down the wrong way. But just call on Christ's name and he'll save you today. Then look back to Satan and say,
I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I'll tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell.
Because I'm saved.
Praise God, I'm glad I'm not going to hell. Amen. That's the adult choir, Brother Justin Morrow. I tell you what, anybody else having any trouble with pollen? Amen. Amen. It just comes and it goes. Amen. But we're glad to, hey, if that's the worst thing that happens today, I'll praise him anyway. Amen. But we're glad that we're not going to hell. Amen. Amen. Well, we'd love to give you an invitation to come be with us here at Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary, hearty Baptist Church. We'll meet tomorrow night for prayer meeting, and then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 in the evening service, and we'd love to have you come. And don't forget about the Crossroads Rescue Mission Jubilee. Starts Monday night, and next week, that week, our prayer meeting will be under the tent, amen, out there. But the Crossroads Rescue Mission Annual Jubilee going on the 22nd through the 26th. preachers each night, and good singing each night. And come early and get you a hot dog or hamburger or something, amen. Help the mission, and we thank God for that. And we pray that you'll just come on by and pay us a visit here during the Jubilee. Brother Rocky Shelton, the executive director, invites all to attend. Amen. Amen. Well, let's see here. Let's have another song. Let's see what we can. Let's see this. This is that new trio we heard yesterday. We heard this new trio. Noel Dorsey, Elise Tidwell, and Brother Owen Prince. I'm going to sing another song for you here. It's Under the Blood. Amen. Praise God.
Walking down a memory lane not so long ago, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt. As I walked along life's way, he said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound in sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply: "You're right for all the things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. And there's only one thing I can say to what you said to me: it's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed, not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood."
Many times I've stumbled along this earthly way. I've failed a thousand times before, and for that I am ashamed. I'm sorry for the things I've done. The Lord could hear my cry, but I rejoice to hear his voice, and this was his reply: "Victory was given when you were born again. I washed your stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do you bear the mark that sin had brought your way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say it's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed, not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole? The blood of praise his name.
It's under the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that was a blessing to your soul. Amen. Well, in our truth for the day, let's see, and we'll take it again. Of course, they all come out of the King James Bible, but this is John's Gospel, John 16 and verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You know, the Lord doesn't want us to live under the circumstances, but to be an overcomer with Him. You know, His grace is sufficient. You know, you've heard it all your life. You ask somebody how they're doing, they'll say, well, under the circumstances. Well, you know what? Let's change that today. Somebody asks you how you're doing, say, hey, above the circumstances, I'm doing great. Amen. May God help us with that great truth from His infallible word. I invite you to be a part of this prayer time as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we do bow before Thee today humbly asking You, dear Lord, to forgive us of our sins, for we've come short of Thy glory. Dear Lord, we pray today that You'd cleanse us from any thought, word, or deed that may have not been satisfactory when it comes to Thy holiness. Lord, I pray, God, You cleanse us in Jesus' name. Dear Lord, I want to say I thank You for Your blessings. Thank You, God, for letting us know, God, that You still love us. Letting us know that You still hear us. Letting us know that You still care. And Lord, we give You worship today. We give You adoration. We give You praise for all that You've done and all that You are. Now, Lord, I pray on behalf and with these who are praying today. And we join our hearts and minds together as we know that there's many things on our hearts. Individually, collectively, I pray, God, that You'd touch everyone, every need, and every petition, every request. I pray, God, it will be fulfilled in Thy timetable and according to Thy blessed will. God, we pray that Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven today. And God, we give You the glory for all that You are and all that You do. And we'll be careful, God, to give You the praise for what You're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we do thank God for the sweet time of prayer. And we're going to hear one from Miss Mama C. Amen. Miss Carolyn Parker Owens, who's in heaven today. Amen. We're going to hear a beautiful song from her and a great job that she always does. This one says, I've been to Calvary. Amen. I've seen the Lord. Amen.
I've never traveled far around the world. I've never seen the many thrills and sights unfurl. But I have taken the journey of journeys for me up Calvary's mountain. There my Savior. just try. I saw him hanging there, the Son of God. With tear-stained eyes, I knelt and prayed, Jesus, hear my plea. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm glad I've been to Calvary.
Calvary. Amen. I can say I've seen the Lord by the eye of faith. By the eye of faith. I've been there and I've seen him by the eye of faith. And to God be the glory. Amen. Well, that's what we're going to hear. I hear from the orchestra now before the message, a good instrumental number saying to God be the glory. Great things he have done. Amen. 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 Isn't that true? Amen. Great things he hath done. Amen. Well, back in the Word of God now, we're looking again at the text in Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 19, where Jesus says unto Andrew and Peter there, he says to follow me. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And some would say they got on the upper road that day, and we noticed yesterday that that upper road is a road of satisfaction. You know, you can not find the real happiness and satisfaction in the way of the world. You must have it in the upper road. Amen. But today, the upper road is also a road of wisdom. Of wisdom, James says, did he not? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So godly wisdom, the kind that will make your life productive for the things of God, it is from God. It's the wisdom of God. And you know, in Solomon's dream, you know, he chose wisdom, and God commended him for that choice. Now later on, in his life, we hear him saying that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. And I heard this some time ago. I saw this little sign that said, just had two big, large words on the sign. It said, "Be somebody. Be somebody." And down below, you could read the name of the school that put that sign up. And really, the sign was just saying, hey, don't be a slacker. Don't be someone that dodges responsibility. Learn something and be somebody is what the sign was saying. But to do that, to find real wisdom, we must be on the upper road. You know, we can go throughout history, and I've got some of them written down here, and I certainly do not condone or agree with all the philosophies of some of these characters of history. But you cannot negate the fact that they were some of the greatest minds of history. You can, John the Baptist. And we'll start with a biblical one. John the Baptist. Jesus said of John the Baptist that no one has been greater, no one is born greater of woman than John the Baptist. But you know, but John the Baptist, he was a great man because he was dominated by the mind of Jesus, by the mind of Christ. Paul was a great man, and you know, he left religion for the things of God and to prepare the way in preaching. But he was great because he was dominated by the mind of Christ. Martin Luther was a great man of history, courageous enough to defy all the power of the corrupt state church. But the reason that was because he was dominated by the mind of Christ. John Calvin was a great man. And when someone told him that they sent him a message that he was going to be shot if he entered again to this certain pulpit, he replied with the phrase, "I'll be glad to die on the spot for Jesus." He was a courageous man, because he was dominated by the mind of Christ. You know, they said that the Queen of England feared John Knox more than she did any other great armies, because he was dominated by the mind of Christ. You know, what I'm trying to say is this. If you're going to mount to someone of wisdom, if you're going to amount and do something for God and be somebody for God, as the little plaque said, we must have the mind of Christ. The upper road is a pathway of wisdom. You know, you can study biology, you can study the stars, you can study philosophy, you can study psychology, you can study all these ologies, theology, bibliology. You know, you can study it all, and you can be well-versed, even in Scripture. But if they're not applied with wisdom and the mind of Christ, it'll be nothing more than just knowledge. So there's a big difference, friend, between knowledge and wisdom. You know, knowledge is what you know. Wisdom is how to use the knowledge that you know. And so we must keep that in mind. And a couple of the guys that were really, were friends was Emerson and Longfellow. But in the latter years of Emerson's life, his mind began to fail. And he attended the funeral of Longfellow. When he passed, he attended Longfellow's funeral. And they said they looked down into the casket, into the poet's face, and he said, "This was a lonely man, but I forgot his name." the mind, his mind, that great mind of Emerson had begun to fail. And boy, I tell you what, there's nothing any more tragic. And I know I've been through it with my mother, and I've seen it in other people's lives. There's nothing that's probably any more sad than to see people that you love that lose their memory, lose the idea of who they are, not being able to recognize someone. I mean, dementia and Alzheimer are dreaded diseases. And I tell you what, that's sad. But you know what I have seen? I seen it in my mother, who did not recognize me most of the time when I would visit her in the last year of her life. But you could put on the song Amazing Grace, and she would mouth every word of it. And you know why that? You know why that was? Because she had taken the upper road in her life. Dementia had taken away a lot of her memories and a lot of her mind, but it could not take away those things that God gave her through his wisdom and through that upper road. You see, friend, you know, just knowing a lot of stuff, just knowing a lot of things is not the main thing. It's having the mind of Christ. It's trying to think like him, trying to act like him, trying to be like him, trying to love like him. And, you know, you can't even say that now without people thinking that you're, you know, contemporary or some of these, this wild bunch. But I tell you what, you can love people like Christ without compromising. You can still love and be a man of principle and a man of Bible convictions. You can still do that if you seek out the upper road, because the upper road is a road of wisdom. And I tell you what, no pun intended, but it makes a lot of sense today. It makes a lot of sense to me today to be on the upper road. It makes a lot of sense to me today to follow after the ways of Christ, because that way is a satisfying way. And that way is a way of wisdom, a road of wisdom. And it will lead you to that destination where God is on the throne, and we'll be there with him forever. Well, my time is coming going again today, but tomorrow we'll be back with you again, the Lord being willing. I pray that you have a great afternoon and keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.